So Debbie Love is here. She's the executive director of Bonner Community Food Bank, and Michelle Murphy here. She is the main force.
Main force is what we came up with this morning.
That's how we're introducing Michelle Murphy, the volunteer coordinator. And what other hats do you wear?
I don't know. Since I've been here, let's see. Main force and services director. So I like those two. Mm-hmm. I think we'll stick with those for today.
I like it.
And here to talk about, I guess, what's coming up this summer and also even sooner, spring, right now.
Right. Tomorrow. We can start talking about summer.
What do you want to, how do you want to begin? What do you want to talk about first?
I don't know. Should we talk about gardens or should we talk about this event or?
Well, I think we should talk about Sunday, July 28th. Mm-hmm. And Michelle is organizing, not only getting organizations and projects, but also she is the volunteer coordinator.
I think so.
This is through the Cedar Hills Church. And explain the day and the thought behind, you know, community and doing projects in the community on the, I take it that's the last Sunday in July. It seems so far away, but we're going to be in the studio here, Jack, saying, where did July go? Michelle, go for it.
So, first time we're doing this, Cedar Hills Church, on July 28th, we're going to have a service volunteer day. So instead of having services in the building, in the church, we're asking our members and anyone else who wants to join us to go out into the community and do service volunteer projects. So I am coming up with these projects for our, at current count, probably about 300, but I think that number is going to rise. So I am looking for projects out in our community. I've got a couple already, and I was also thinking this morning driving to KRFY. I think the last time I was on, maybe, we were talking about community gardens, and I said, if anyone out there knows of a place where a community garden could go in, please let me know. So then Christ Our Redeemer got in touch with me after that radio show, and we put in a beautiful community garden there. So I'm hoping that we have luck with projects as we did with the garden.
Can you talk about some of the projects or some of the organizations that have already signed on?
Right. So it's a little tricky because we're asking right now for projects, you know, for July, which seems like it's a lifetime before, you know, July gets here. But so it's a little tricky. So we know, we understand we're going to have to be really flexible. First on our list is the Bonner Community Food Bank. We're going to be, we're going to be having a food drive. I was under the impression that during the summertime that your donations of food would increase with gardens and whatnot, but it actually decreases, I think you were saying.
Right. So a food drive in the summertime really helps us immensely. After the holidays, things just really start to slow down. And by the summertime, we're all focused on being outside, enjoying the warm weather, yet there's still hunger in our community.
When you say slow down, you mean donations slow down, not the need from the people who need the food.
Exactly. Right. So the numbers remain, you know, about the same. And monetarily and food donations all slow down.
Yeah. And you take everything from the garden too, right? Extra zucchinis you can bring. I don't know if people are aware that I've got an extra bag of zucchini, and I think the produce is really appreciated there too, right?
Absolutely. Fresh produce. Yep, from home gardens, commercial gardens, fruit trees.
I might be mistaken, but produce is not counted, is it? You know, in terms of when people come to shop at the food bank, they're given points or whatever for beans or whatever, but produce doesn't count. Am I correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So. And, you know, and stop and think, you know, we're in the planting stages. Some people have already started who have little greenhouses. Plant for the food bank, you know, because, you know, there's always a time of the year when zucchini descends upon us. And
absolutely.
And take it to the food bank, not when they're the size of a canoe.
Oh, gosh.
You know, but, you know, I mean, But don't forget, and also your fruit trees.
Yes, that's a big one that people don't realize mm-hmm. that we'll take the fruit from the trees.
What falls off the tree goes to the animals.
Yes.
You know, the deer and the moose, but pick it and take it to the food bank.
Right. Yeah, Debbie's going to help us out with the food drive about we've never done one before, but it would be great if we could do something with gleaning. That seems to be a need in our community. There's so much food that we don't collect. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe we could get some high school students and go gleaning, get some fruit. I don't know. You know, we're open to any ideas with the projects that we do have. So,
okay, so we have the food bank. What are some of the other organizations that have signed up for?
One of my very favorite projects is cutting, splitting, and stacking wood for our veterans at the VFW Woodlot. I started that about 8 years ago. Every fall, we would go in and do the cutting. I met them through Food for Our Children. They adopted Southside Elementary School to pay for weekend food. So I got to be friends with those guys, and we just have an all-out party in the fall and a barbecue. So we're going to switch the dates on that. We'll be going to the Woodlot. Bring your chainsaws, bring your splitter, and we'll be cutting wood. So we've got food. We've got wood. Kiniksu Land Trust, we're going to be going to Sled Hill and to Pine Street Woods and building trails, helping trail work, cleaning up the area, whatever Katie wants us to do. So, and another story there. Sorry. Volunteering is great. I met my husband. He was my supervising park ranger building trails. So
dating
you game. Meet friends, yeah. you meet, you know.
I love it.
I mean, you already know that somebody's out there volunteering. They're taking their time. They're probably a really nice person, and you have interest in what you're volunteering. So it's all about community and getting out there and connecting. And
Where was this that you met your husband?
It was on Cowles Mountain, Cowles Mountain in San Diego.
In San Diego. Aww. And he was working for the Park Service?
He was.
Okay.
He was.
And you were just a volunteer.
I was. This is a true story.
Okay. I love romance stories.
It's just a match made.
You didn't know that was going to be part of this talk this
morning. So you met him on a trail.
I did.
And then...
What's the next story? What were you working on?
He's actually coming back from a fishing trip, and he might be listening to the radio right now. So I want to go home and still. We were building trails, and we built mm-hmm. this beautiful trail up this mountain. And he's going to be in San Diego in a couple of weeks, so still see if that trail is there. And I was such a good worker, and I had just gotten back from the Himalayas. And so I thought, you know, I want to
build. Wow, this story is layered.
Yeah, it's a good story.
It's wonderful.
Did one of you ask the other one out at some point to go see each other socially?
I think I was the moving force behind all that, yes.
Okay. Was there a moment where you said, we're going to...
Did you slip him your digits?
When we got to the top of the mountain and finished the trail. I'm
That's
kidding,
what I mean.
But that would be a good story.
Yeah.
I had my jaw dropping there.
That would have been good.
Right. So, and this is all about community, mm-hmm. you know, getting people out there. And I asked the church yesterday, do you want me to say anything specifically about why we're doing this? And it's just, we want to be for something. We want to go out in our community and... You know, anybody join us, and, you know, it's just on community, so.
So, okay, we've listed a few.
So there's a couple. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then all project applications are due April 15th.
Ooh.
Okay.
Something else is due around then, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. What could it be? So if one has a project like, how do they make arrangements for getting on your list?
And, you know, it's organizations, individuals. We're working with the Veterans Service Office. If they have people that, you know, need some yard work done or some painting, I don't know, anything. I mean...
And that's something at the food bank, too, that we requested. If we can put a flyer up asking clients that use the food bank that may need a little extra help at their house or on their property. I know we have.
And they could give back to the community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the first time doing it. So we don't really know you know, what we're doing, but we're giving it a good try. So, Bonner Soil and Water, we might be cleaning. Remember the incubator kitchen that we had here ages ago?
I do remember that.
I think people were using it to maybe make jam or canning.
Actually, over by in the food bank's neck of the woods, I think is.
I think so. Over there by the airport.
And it doesn't. Yeah, it's not around anymore.
So I think that might be going back into use again. So we might be going in there and cleaning that all up, getting that ready to go. So use your imagination if you think, "Gosh, I've always wanted to get to this project and haven't quite gotten to it yet." Let us know. You can go to cedarhillschurch.com. And it's an application. We were just asking people to fill out a form so that, you know, where it's coming from, what organization or as an individual.
Mm-hmm. So, and if one wants to volunteer, does one go to the same site?
They can go ahead. They can sign up in advance or they can show up the morning of July 28th at the church. We'll be meeting there at 8:30 and then going out.
Where's
to the
location of the church?
It's on McGee Road. It's 227 McGee Road. So you know where Lighthouse is?
Yeah.
And what is the wood on Highway 200? What else is on there? Lighthouse, the VA.
That's a part of town.
You know where All Seasons Gardening is. So it's just to the west of that. Mm-hmm.
To the west.
On McGee. And go down about 2 miles.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you're looking for volunteers as well as organizations or projects.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because when I first started working on this project, I thought, I wonder what kind of a response we'll get from the community. And I intentionally went to talk to some people that I thought might be a little critical that could give me some good advice. And I don't know if it's the timing or what, but it's been a great response because I tell people and they're kind of like a little bit of puzzling, like, what are you going to do with 300 volunteers? And then it's kind of a question, are you really doing this? And yes, and people are kind of excited to just join in and do something for our community. I think we were talking earlier. I mean, there's just so many organizations here that do fantastic work, like Debbie and the Food Bank. And, you know, it's just a nice way to give back and spend the day doing something together.
And hopefully it's a lovely July.
I know. We were talking weather. Any guesses on what the end of July is going to look like?
No snow.
No swell.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
A beautiful sunny day that we requested for that day.
Yes, that's right. A nice, sort of a cool breeze maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too hot, but sunny and
And, you know, the church has gone on and helped build some of the community gardens in town. So hopefully, you know, maybe we'll be building a new garden. We're kind of looking into that. And
Should we take a break? Okay, we're here in the studio with Debbie Love and Michelle Murphy talking about a volunteer service day, the last Sunday in July. And we'll talk more about that. Plus, we're going to talk about the Empty Bowl fundraiser. That's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But the song we're going to listen to, it was recorded on this date in, am I the only one who remembers it, 1964. This is a live concert album that Judy Collins did in Town Hall in New York City. And what's interesting about this live album is that she recorded these songs for the first time. She had never recorded them before, like on previous albums. When you catch someone in concert, it's like, they're going to do that hit again or so. This is all new material. And so this is a song that if you're a Deadhead, you'll recognize it as well. Me and My Uncle. Judy Collins, 1964, on this date in New York City.
Me and my uncle went riding down from Colorado, West Texas bound, and we stopped off in Santa Fe. It being the part about halfway, And besides, it was the hottest part of the day.
A cut from the Judy Collins concert from On This Date in 1964 that became an album. I think her third or fourth album on Elektra Records. And it's always good to hear early Judy Collins.
Mm-hmm. I like the album, the live album with all new material. There's a couple people who've done that, but not many.
And yeah, that's a risk.
Yeah.
You know, people go to a concert to hear those songs that made that artist known. And and she took a risk, and I don't think on some of the songs on the album, she never did studio versions of them.
Yeah. I know I looked for a long time for a studio version of Running on Empty by Jackson Browne, only to find out that he only ever recorded that.
Was live. In concert?
Yeah, that whole album was.
Oh, that whole album is. Yeah. Back in the days when I was in academia, I delivered a paper on that album.
Running on Empty?
At a conference, yes, a pop culture conference.
Do you remember when Jackson Browne came to Sandpoint?
I remember he's been twice.
Twice. Yeah. Oh.
At Sandpoint High School, right?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the first visit. Okay. The second one was before the pandemic, the last festival at Sandpoint.
I was at that one. That was such a good concert.
Yeah. Oh, beyond such a good.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody who I can continue to listen to.
Yes. I'm going to just put this in the file for the day the guest doesn't show up. What we can talk about is your academic paper on Running on Empty. But that'll be some other Thursday morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to think about that.
We're here with Michelle Murfree and Debbie Love. Michelle is the volunteer coordinator and various other things for Cedar Hills Church and other organizations around town. Debbie Love is the executive director of the Bonner Community Food Bank, talking about Service Volunteer Day, which is Sunday, July 28th. Registration, if you want services done for you or your organization, register by April 15th with that organization. Right now, tomorrow, actually, there's a fundraiser for the food bank, the Empty Bowl Fundraiser, and I would like to know a little more about it if we have time to talk about that. Or we could learn how Will and Debbie Love got together. We could go into that.
Center court of a women's basketball game?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish. that's probably an off-air conversation.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right, we don't have to talk about that. Tell us about Empty Bowls, the Empty Bowls fundraiser, which is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Zabrielle Dillon is the art teacher over at Sandpoint High School. And she reached out. And in the past, in 2019, we held our last Empty Bowl fundraiser. And so this will be our first fundraiser after COVID. Her pottery students have made 100 unique ceramic bowls that are beautiful. Oh, we were so impressed with what the students have done. And we will have those available at Tango Cafe tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's $20 per person at the door, which you'll get the option of two soups. Judy from Tango Cafe is providing those. One is potato leek.
Oh, I've had that at Tango.
So good.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. And the other one, she'll do a chicken and wild rice soup. So
the soups at Tango are...
I know. They're fantastic. So she's donating those, which we're very excited about. We'll also have some bread along with it and a little dessert. So it'll be nice for people to just come support the food bank.
And if you don't know where the Tango Cafe is located, it's in the Umpqua Bank building with the terrarium and the plants and the water feature.
Yeah. It's 414 Church Street.
Ooh. Okay.
Is that the biggest building in the city of Sandpoint? What do you think?
Could maybe.
I think so. I think there was a lot of talk when they were constructing that.
Tallest, or except was short of the...
So the address is... What I'm hesitating for is that the address is on Church.
Yes, it gives the church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but doors on also... I mean, you could...
Yeah.
You can... There's... It is both on Church Street, it's on 5th, it's on 4th, and it's on...
Pine. No, not Pine.
Main.
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 Yeah. Main. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 11 to
3 p.m.
3 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Friday. That's tomorrow, the 22nd. What does the money go towards? Sometimes people wonder when they make a donation, where does it go towards, Debbie?
Absolutely. It goes towards food, so to feeding our community. So it'll go right back into the community. And like I said, this is our first fundraiser, and donations are down just all around. So we thought this would be a good time to have a spring fundraiser.
Donations are down.
Yes.
Yeah, for your organization in particular. Do you have any?
It seems to be regional as well. Okay. A lot of households, as you know, probably have been affected by just the increase in groceries and fuel. Mm-hmm. So not only low-income families, but all of us are feeling that pinch, I would say. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That seems to be the driver of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, increased grocery bills.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, it's a... you've never done this before?
We have. This will be our fourth time, but since COVID, this is our first fundraiser. Mm-hmm, so we're finally back at capacity. We have 123 active volunteers. Mm-hmm. We are, we're back. We're back. We're ready.
Yeah. People are hungry.
They're hungry.
They need to be fed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're feeding more people than ever. Last year, we had over 38,000 visits. Which
38,000 visits.
So
in a 12-month period.
In a 12-month period. So people are returning more often for food than in the past. It's been, they'll use this one or two times a year, but now it seems to be more of a regular occurrence for families.
Okay.
And then we gave out over 600,000 pounds of food in 2023.
Whoa.
And that's because of some of you right here in this room and our community. We were able to do that. So
That's amazing. You know, when you 600,000 pounds of food, how many tons is that? Ooh, okay,
what, 2,400? It'd start with a 3.
It'd be probably 3,000 tons
of
food.
Like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
So, 3,000 tons of food?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to visualize.
It is,
that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And are your numbers continuing to go up, and do you expect them to keep going up too?
We're averaging out now about 3,000 families a month. So,
and one of the things about the food bank is the tendency to think about need at the holidays, at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, at Easter, but the need is year round.
Right.
And whether it be a monetary donation or a food item donation, it is all appreciated and needed and used.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So how does this food bank, not the empty bowl, but the food bank tie into what you're doing, Michelle?
The food bank was one. Debbie and I have worked together for a long time. So it was, okay, I'm calling Debbie. She's got to have a project. So
as an organization, we really appreciate Cedar Hills and other organizations that come in and help. So thank you. Yeah.
So we'll have a food drive. And then assistance for individual clients. So we'll have our flyer at the food bank, and people, if they need something, then they can.
Yeah, we serve quite an older population, so widows and widowers who just need help washing their windows or raking up the yard.
That would be perfect. We would love to do that.
Yeah, so. I had an 83-year-old woman ask me if I could come over and help mop her floors.
Oh, gosh.
So just little things like that, that people need that extra help.
And that means a lot.
Yes.
That means incredible in terms of not only the recipient, but the person providing the service.
Exactly.
It works both ways. And Michelle, maybe you could talk a little bit more about the whole notion of community behind, what that sense is why you're doing this and the importance of community.
Yeah, I guess that's been really important to me for a really long time is, you know, how do we get out and connect with each other? And if there's a need out there, you know, how do we fill that need? I think this area is just remarkable. If there is a need, it seems like somebody is always like, well, let's do something about it, you know? And that's something that's remarkable about this community, too, is like, you have the ability to do it up here. Mm-hmm. You know, when we first started the gardens, we went to the nutritionist and said, if we grow this food, can we feed it to the kids? And the answer was, well, you know, as long as you grow it organically and as long as kitchen staff handles it. And I was a lawyer in California, and I'm like, we don't have to get a proposition passed. We don't have to get, you know, all these different things. It's like, no, go out and do it. So, I mean, if you have the heart for something here, it really seems like you can get things done. I mean, I have a list of like 60 nonprofits that work in our community that I've reached out to talk to. So
one of the things about Michelle, and this goes way back, she has been a person who's given back to the community over the years. And I think our first connection was the Raised Beds.
It was. I remember emailing Jim. This was back in like 2010, 2011. I said, hey, do you ever have any interest in talking about gardens? And he emailed me back, yes, 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 with exclamation marks. And so that was a really nice friendship that started with that.
And the number of raised beds in the community and that you have been a force behind, whether it be in elementary schools or in churches or over at the food bank,
Absolutely.
There's some raised beds. Growing your own food, sharing your food. And Michelle has been one of the ground force, you know, in the foundation of it within our community.
Oh, thanks. We have about 16 gardens in our community, and there it seems to go with up. There's a lot of energy, you know, with gardens, and then not so interested. So we kind of be on an area now.
The weeds come in?
Oh, yeah. I know. Yes, we will weed, too. So, if you know, there's anything like that in gardens, we're happy to come out and help. And talking about that, I remember last summer, Debbie had a great event at the food bank where we had a cooking lesson with some of the produce from the garden. And that was
primarily
really well attended.
Zucchini. We made zoodles.
And they got to take home, what do you call it, that shreds the zucchini so it's kind of like a noodle?
We call it a zoodle maker.
So, zoodle makers were handed out to take home. So I think we're going to try and do that again this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
I have a little story behind zucchini. My dear cousin in Mishawaka, Indiana, she was a fourth grade school teacher, and she learned the hard way that when it comes like late growing season, to lock her car in the parking lot because one day she didn't, and she had zucchini in the backseat. That's what people would do is they'd find unlock cars in the parking lot and just, you know, zucchini the unwanted, and it grows like crazy, you know. Just so beware.
Yeah.
When it's zucchini season, lock your car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and if you have extra zucchinis, bring them to the food bank, right?
Yes, so. Thank you.
Are you going to be thinking about doing the cooking course again? Was that received well?
Yes, it was. We did a back-to-school cooking, so it was, we had eight families, and probably about 12 children that were present. And yeah, we did a demo and they got to use the zoodle maker and
zoodles.
And they were impressed. They thought this was good. They thought, you know, we mixed it with spaghetti sauce and a little bit of turkey, ground turkey for those that would eat turkey. So it was great.
I bet you James would love a zoodle maker.
Right.
What do you think?
I think he would.
We did have some three-year-olds there.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were able to use, it's just a little green contraption that's, and you could put a carrot in it, potatoes.
The kids love it, especially when they grow it, you know, and it's like, you know, in the garden, like, I love kale from these little kids.
I know.
That's what I was. But it is such a joy to see kids in the garden.
Yeah, and that's so what we did. We did a tour of the food bank garden, and they were able to harvest the zucchini, and then we brought it and washed it and showed the whole process of what that looks like. So it was wonderful.
And I don't know, have you ever had Sarah Garcia on the radio before? She's with Bonner Soil and Water Conservation. She's just been
She could have been on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had her on.
She does
We're very
amazing
territorial
things.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does amazing things in our community. And as we speak, she's writing a really nice grant to the NRCS. Don't ask me what that stands for. To get some money into our gardens to bring them, fix the watering systems, you know.
Composting.
Repair, improve them, get us a bolt of energy. So, fingers crossed, and the community has been really helpful in writing letters and support, and we have the hospital, the school district, so We'll see what happens with that.
I've retained this ever since I was young. You know, one of the things about having a garden and the magic of it, you know, that here is all of a sudden out of the soil appears this little thing, and you just, the magic of watching it
I know. Well, when we started at Northside, our very first garden meeting, it was right by where the kids got onto the school bus, and there was all these Snickers about the garden club, right? I think I've told you this story. Yes. And so then we had little teeny, like, little Dixie cups in the windows of seeds that we planted, and they started growing, and the whole school was just in awe and wonder. And so the garden club was then the coolest club in town. So yeah, you too can be a member of the garden club. So
I can remember growing up, my mother would take the tops of carrots, you know, that she'd cut off the top of a carrot and put in a little saucer of water.
Right.
And it would just, the green stuff would grow, then eventually it would die because it didn't have any roots or whatever. But just the, how fantastic that that was, like magic. And I still retain that to this day. Aww. How, you know, bulbs, you know, I like to do hyacinth bulbs in the windows at in wintertime, and just to watch how they do it.
Yeah.
It's amazing out
yeah.
there.
I had one little girl that was in our first garden club at Northside, and she was at the high school, and they were doing service projects. So she came and helped me build the Presbyterian garden. So it was nice seeing, you know.
Well, we are here with Debbie Love and Michelle Murfree, and we are winding down. The date is Sunday, July the 20th.
July the 28th,
and that's going to be the day when volunteers, hopefully around 300, will go out into the community and do some wonderful projects for organizations that are making a difference,
right?
As well as for individuals, like Debbie mentioned, elderly who might need a floor cleaned or a yard picked up. And one more time, how can one sign on as an individual or as an organization to receive the services, as well as individuals who want to help?
Right. Call me at the church. It's Michelle Murfree. The number is 265-8500, and I'd be happy to talk to you about your projects or how we can get you involved. And like I said, I think the number of volunteers is going to continue growing. So lots of volunteers. We need lots of projects, and, you know, just want to have a happy, it's been a journey getting to this point, you know, and talking to the community. So we'll see how our day goes on July 28th. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
One more time with the phone number slower.
Slower, 208-265-8500. Please call.
Perfect. And Debbie, the food empty bowl tomorrow at the Tango Cafe, 11 to 3. Come and make a donation, and you get to keep the bowl that has been crafted by a Sandpoint High School student.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And a potato leek or a chicken rice, how can one go wrong with that?
Yeah, I think it'll be a nice time.
That's a lunchtime fundraiser. If somebody can't make it at lunch and they still want to contribute to the food bank, how do we do that? What's our... How do we get in touch? Where do we go?
Yeah, the food bank's located at 1707 Culver's Drive. Or you could call us to make a donation over the phone, or you can mail us a check, 208-263-3663.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
And thank you, Debbie. So good to see both of you again. And maybe... in June, you come back and let us know how the progress is going towards, by then, the deadline for application for projects will have passed, but put out a call for volunteers.
Right. That would be fun.
Okay. Well, come on. So good to see both of you.
to
be here with
you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We're going to play a song that was released on this date in 1987 from one of my albums that I really, you know, a desert island pick. I think it comes from the Joshua Tree. This is a song that was released on this date in 1987 by U2, With or Without You.
stone set in your eyes. See the thorn twist in your side. I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate. On a bed of nails she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. With or without you. Through the storm we reach the shore. You gave it all.